It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com is on the WBEN Trocar College live line this morning. Her show heard every weekend here on WBEN. Jill, I want to start with Hurricane Helene for a minute. Mm-hmm. We don't have a full handle on the devastation yet, but it looks like it's going to be massive. This will no doubt have an impact on our economy, won't it?
Yes, and one of the weird things when you have a hurricane, any natural disaster, even this dock workers' potential strike on the East Coast, you have a hit to the economy, but then you have the bounce back on the other side. We often will report about, oh my God, this is terrible. We've had the devastation, which is true. It's human devastation. But the impact on the economy is very different because what often will happen is you get the hit, you take the hit. Then all the rebuilding occurs. That's a lot of spending. That's a lot of insurance dollars flowing. That's a lot of money flowing in general. That is the bounce back that comes on the other side of a natural disaster. And that is, you know, kind of like for many, many years, exactly what happens whenever you have it. And, you know, you could see it in Buffalo, right? You have a terrible storm, right? The entire city gets frozen shut. Nothing's going on. Then on the other side of it, everyone's like digging out, spending money, fixing their roofs and going out and doing their stuff. That's what the recovery looks like when you have a natural disaster.
That's interesting to look at. Jill, on your site, you're looking at the big question, right, that everybody asks every campaign season. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And I thought it was a funny question to look at in 2024 because it's such a weird one to ask, right? I mean, am I better off than I was 4 years ago? I wouldn't even know how to answer considering what 4 years ago looked like.
You know, it's lucky for you that you have me. That's why I'm here, because I do all that, you know, sort of annoying digging that you would never do on your own. And I was really struck by this because for me, I hear this from people on the radio show, right? They'll call up and they'll say like, well, you know, they'll say everything costs more. I don't know if I can retire, blah, blah, blah. And then you start going through all the numbers and you're like, but actually, yeah, like it was a terrible, terrible period, this COVID period. We did even go into the deepest recession I think we've ever seen since the Great Depression, but there were only 2 months of a recession. And those were the only 2 months of recession since June of 2009. So in fact, when you look at the numbers, the economy, just like I was describing with the natural disaster, with the healthcare disaster, the economy bounced back in a huge way and in fact is larger, about 10% larger than it was before COVID, which I don't think most people would really think intuitively that that's what happened. But the economy did pretty well overall.
Okay, the economy grew larger, but someone's personal situation could be different.
Exactly right. And that is why I think we have to kind of look into these numbers a little bit. I mean, let's talk about the general idea of has my pay kept up with inflation, which the fine folks at the Brookings Institute were able to, you know, actually help me out and discover the answer to that. You know, has your pay kept up with inflation? Sort of. Isn't that annoying? But it is true because it depends what kind of job you had before the pandemic and whether you shifted into a different job that paid a lot early in the pandemic days. So imagine if you worked at a restaurant, right? You're in leisure and hospitality. You said, oh, forget it. I'm going into a warehouse. You doubled, tripled your income. Then the leisure and hospitality industry paid up and brought you back. And so your pay has gone up very dramatically in those COVID years. But it's a low wage earner who did the best in in the beginning of the pandemic. Then when we had the reopening and inflation flared up, a lot of the lower to middle earners didn't do very well. Your wages were not rising as fast as inflation was rising. And now that has reversed, meaning that now wages are growing faster than the inflation rate. So overall, here's what the deal is. For many people, they are doing better off now in terms of their wages. But for a lot of people, they're not. And the thing about wages and inflation, we are such funny little creatures, we human beings. When you say, I got a raise, you don't think that's part of the inflation story. You think you did a great job and you got a raise. Inflation is something that's done to you. Your wages going up. Oh, no, I earned that. That disconnect is very interesting because it sort of lulls you into this false sense of, hey, I deserve my wage gain, but inflation was unfair to me. And that's actually a problem. It's the exact same story. Inflation caused your wages to go up and the prices have also gone up. You're a great worker. I promise I'm patting you on the back. But it also depends on what industry you're in. We are in the media industry. That is the media industry is consolidating. People's pay is going down. In our industry, we look around and say things are not great. In many other industries, they are great.
Well, it's that difference, right, between feeling like you're treading water versus swimming ahead,
yes.
You know, in some way, because everyone likes a raise is supposed to mean, all right, I'm swimming ahead. I'm finally going to make it, achieve my goals, be able to move on to bigger and better things. But it's when it's not the case. I mean, that's tough.
I mean, I'll also point out that, again, because we're humans, we are really susceptible to falling into a bias, right? And so one of the biases that we all fall into is that we go into the grocery store and we say, oh my God, prices are so much higher than they were 4 years ago. How terrible is this? We don't then say, oh, luckily my wages went up. Oh, luckily I live in a house where I have a fixed rate mortgage. Oh, luckily my 401k has gone up. Like, no one does all of that factoring in. You just say, wow, these prices stink. And that anchoring, that cognitive bias, that can really lead us astray. It can influence how we think. And so if you don't sort of think big picture, like, wow, 5 years ago I was here, but now I'm in a better place, you don't think about that. You just think prices are higher and I'm mad.
All right. Well, we're going to leave you right there, Jill. Mad.
Oh, I mean, you're in a mad place in your area, so I understand that. Big game for the Mets. Two games today.
Hey, at least we don't root for the Jets.
Right? I know. Yeah. Terrible, terrible game. But I couldn't. Where was my solace yesterday? Where was it? It was not in Buffalo, and it was certainly not at the Meadowlands in New York.
Yeah. Hey, right. Jill, thank you. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.